Hello. Good evening. I'm actually already very sleepy. Hello. I know some people are still rolling in, but hello. Okay. Hello, welcome. Okay, so Twitter space. Hello. I'm going to be taking a shower and chatting with you guys while I get ready for bed. How are you doing? I'm doing good. I have a lot of stuff to talk to you guys about. But before I get started, it is doing a Twitter space right now. Twitter space does not have a chatting function, so if you'd like to chat with me today, please follow the link that I just posted on Twitter. It'll lead you to a stream link that you can a chatting room, or you can just listen, whichever is fine. But thank you, Wally, Rainana, Corvus, R&D, SBZ Sons, Gary Mon, Veal, and Nanako for coming to that room. Arigato. Okay. Whew. So sleepy today. How much work you do today? I got like no work done today, actually. I woke up. I actually put on makeup for the first time in a long time. I cut my bangs, dressed up, and then I went out. I missed my stop because I got distracted. But so I got up to my blood center appointment a little bit late, like 5 minutes late. Did paperwork. I had to ask the reception lady, the very nice lady at the reception, to like help me with my paperwork because I couldn't read the content. I was like, "What does this say?" And they were like, "Ah, this is asking if you've had this and this and this vaccine recently, or like, oh, this is just asking if you had." I feel really bad for making her read this, but she's like, oh, this is asking if you've had sex with someone in the last 30 days. And I was like, oh, no. Nope. I'm a virgin. It's like, okay, great. But yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, I got my blood sucked out of me today. They can't punish you by not letting you donate them. That's true. I feel like you should rest after donating blood anyways. Yeah. Exactly. Warm. It's because they're like, you know, they don't want you to have by myself. Nice cold beer. I've never considered a beer pure, but sure. I donated blood. They took 400 milliliters of blood. Cutting out. Oh no. Why does this always happen? Hopefully it goes back. Let me know if you guys can't hear me at all anymore. Is it okay? Audio check. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hello? Hello? Good now. I can't get you to them. They actually let me hold the bag of blood. Thank you, thank you. They let me hold the bag of blood, actually. So you never found the Sogo tea? I did not, actually. I'll talk about that. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It's like bigger than a baseball. Not balls. It's a good amount, yeah. Still counts out a bit, but we can hear for the most part. Okay, that's good. How did it feel holding your own blood? It felt kind of nice, I'm not gonna lie. They were asking me, like, oh, are you sensitive to pain? To like, are you scared of needles? Are you scared of like, would you faint if you saw blood? And I was like, oh, I've never really like drew blood before, so I don't know. And they're like, okay, well, be careful. And so the nurse was being really careful not to show me like blood at first, but then I was like, oh, I think I'm okay. And she's like, okay, cool. So she just put the bag of blood in my hand. I was like, oh, kind of weird. Feels nice. Oh no, it's still cutting out. Oh, you know what? I suppose I'm. Is better than my Wi-Fi. I think it should be better now. I wonder if you'll be feeling the same thing as plastic bag of water. It was like a slightly warm bag of water, except it was very, very red. Like tomato juice. Really dark tomato juice. Oh, it's clear now. Yeah, it's much better now. Sorry about that. The fact that my Wi-Fi is so bad. Could have done a prank with that blood, oh no. But yeah. It was also it was my first time, so they also checked my blood type. So they asked me at the reception, like, oh, what's your blood type? And I was like, oh, I'm B. And they're like, okay, just to make sure you're actually B, we're gonna check. And I was like, wow, imagine if I wasn't B, type B. It would have like my whole life would have been a lie. But they have, in fact, confirmed that I am indeed blood type B. As for like plus or negative, they said they won't be able to like they would need like further testing. So they're gonna send me a more detailed a detailed result of like my blood as like a free service. So yeah. My Wi-Fi sucks too. Dark Ethernet all the way. Yeah. He was gonna be a vampire. Hi, Kaza Hoodie Hoodie. Hi, Emerald Ruby Hoodie Hoodie. Hi, Pien Hoodie Hoodie. Hello, everyone. He is bi. We all knew that already. But yes, I am indeed B, blood type B. I was told that I'm negative before, but I guess we'll find out if I'm negative or positive or whatever. I made some egg drop soup. That sounds really nice. I love egg drop soup. So good. After donating, that's a good service. Yeah, they were like, it's a free service if you want to see how much hemoglobin you have, or if you're negative or positive, or and then also if they like find diseases in your blood, I guess they have. They're like, do you want to know if you are? If we identify a disease in your blood, and I was like, yes, please. So I'm getting that result in a week or two, I think. Did you get ice cream after you donated blood? I did. I got free ice cream. Congrats on surviving. Thank you. Did you get to talk to Ali before the space? I did. I was talking to Ali. That's why I was late. I meant to start at 1 a.m., but I started 15 minutes late because I was talking to Ali. I'm sorry. One reason I'm afraid to go to the doctor is you have a lot of diseases. Oh no, I was scared. I was because a lot of people are telling me all like about how they wanted to donate blood, but they got rejected because of their blood pressure. Or like their medical history or whatever, and I was scared that I'll be rejected because I haven't had a health checkup in a good 2 or 3 years. So who knows, like I might have like super high blood pressure and I don't know or something I didn't know. I don't think I do, but
I was like kind of nervous anyways, but yeah, I was fine. It didn't seem like I had any issues, so that's good. What do you feel after the blood sucking? Right after the blood sucking, it was okay. I didn't get dizzy or anything. But like I made a stupid decision, and I got a little dizzy later. Always said she would talk with you, said she might join too. Yeah. Just read about blood type personality. What are your thoughts on that, Hime? I think it's a bit too general. I mean, can we really split all of humanity into four personalities? I don't think so, but that also applies to like 16 personalities. I don't know. Someone in the world is going to have alien blood in them. Yes. And we'll inherit a disgust of mushrooms, right? Yes, I'm sure. We're shaking a bit. No, I was fine. I just felt a little tired. You drank, didn't you, Hima? I did not drink today. Although the nurse did tell me, like, oh, you can drink an hour after. And I was like, an hour after? I thought I couldn't drink for like 2 days. But no, I didn't drink. Your most prominent disease being cute. Blood type personality is pretty sussy. Yeah, according to blood type personality, I would be a very like easygoing kind of. I don't know. They always make blood type B to sound out to. They make them out to sound really dumb. I'm apparently very nice, but really stupid is what like blood type B is. So you could drink one with us now. I could, but I won't. You mean, what did you drink? I didn't drink anything. I just drank, I had corn soup and tea. And that's all I've had today, actually. I had corn tea and soup. Oh, I had like a little bit of soda because I wanted like more sugar. But it's actually what I ate was the issue. After my blood appointment, they were telling me, they're quarantine a corn soup and tea. Corn soup and tea, not corn tea. They do have corn tea though. Corn tea is a thing. It's really good. But my nurse that was helping me, she was telling me about how I should avoid taking long baths today and doing exercise because I'll get dizzy a lot easier than usual. And you know, like your blood flow is a lot faster than usual now after you like take blood. So I was like, okay, no long showers and no exercise, but she never said no spicy food. So I went and had really spicy ramen right after. Which is a really stupid idea because I felt so tired after after I had the spicy ramen. I was like, I wasn't dizzy, but I was like, man, I'm really tired suddenly. But yeah. I'm zooming. What's new? Personalities being put in boxes are convenient for thinking, but not the reflection of reality. That's true. It's just fun to talk about, I think. We like to feel included, I think, is the whole concept behind these personality tests. We like to compare, but also be categorized. People, humans like categories. It's part of our psychology, I think. Yeah, spicy food. Spicy food pretty much ended all today. I'm sad I missed it. I was actually talking to Betsy today. We were catching up. But yeah, I did a stupid. I mean, yeah. Spicy food increase your heart rate. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's basically did what they don't tell me not to do. But you know, they never said no spicy food, you know. Anyways, I felt really tired. Yeah. But it was okay. I rested for a bit and I was fine and I went shopping. I went to a secondhand anime merch store. Of course, Rashinban is kind of everywhere in Japan. I went to Rashinban, I went to Anime, dropped by a game center a little bit. I didn't buy too much stuff because, I'm trying to save money right now. Because I went broke because government sucks. But, I try. I decided I can treat myself a little bit today. Did you get more Sogo stuff? I did. You know the figure that I have of Sogo, like the one that I have two of. I have four now. I have four of the same figure now. They were really cheap, okay? They were really cheap. I didn't. They were really cheap, and there was this. It was the version that had the slightly different color. So it was at least 500 yen, and it was a little more than 500 yen. But I, why not? Why not? Okay. But why? But why not? The color is slightly different, Well, I'll take a picture later. How much was it this time? A little more than 500. It was 1,000 yen, and I bought two, so that's like yen is cheap right now, so that's like 15. If we're going by Prism Project best currency standards, that's like $15. That's not bad for two figures of your Oshi. You have to cut me some slack, you guys. I mean, you guys sent me. Some of y'all sent me $1,000. Some of y'all sent me $1,000 for doing nothing. You can't judge me. Thank you. Iku, I'm broke, but not broke enough to buy the same figure four times. You have to cut me some slack, okay? If I had a figure, you would buy four of them too, okay? Double the price is the same as a little more than five. It's the same thing. You know what? Fair enough. See? Logic 100. But yeah, anyways, I went shopping, and I really wanted to go to Starbucks because they're coming out. I think they came out with a strawberry frappe today, like a new frappe flavor. But I was really tired, so I just went home. 500 yen figure, I would buy six. See, Scary Mom gets it. Ik, I really love your coconut song. Thank you. Am I gonna be known as the coconuts girl now? You know what? I don't mind. It's fine. You may have a logo shrine problem. I'm a collector, okay? I just like collecting stuff. Some people collect. What is it? Some people collect amiibos. Some people collect stamps. Some people collect, I don't know, rocks. For me, it's I collect Sogos. Yes, that went viral on Twitter, basically. I don't know if you would call it viral, but yeah, people liked it, it seems. So sad I forgot to link my YouTube video, but that's okay. Ugh. What's a solo? Let's not worry about it. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I put up my waiting room for tomorrow. I'm doing Genshin tomorrow. Sorry, I haven't had a chance to make the waiting rooms for my rest of the streams, but hopefully I can do that tomorrow. Coconut Oshi. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something else. Ikus, I paid double for solo addiction funds. Thank you, Nanako, for the super chat. Oh, speaking of super chat, I couldn't monetize my Genshin stream. So I don't know what's up with that. I hope I didn't get, well, clearly I didn't get demonetized if Nanako just sent me a super chat. So, or unless this it works for this stream and nothing else. Chasm exploration. I think you already saw the glowing mushrooms. I wanted to tell you that. Yeah, I actually already did a lot of the Chasm quests. So from Island 7, not the department store. I'm surprised you know about the department store, actually. Yeah, we have a big department store in Japan called Sogo. But Sogo and Sogo are a little different. You have to confess something. I did something with the coconut. What did you do? Is this appropriate? Have you seen the hydro fungi? I don't know if I did. I saw the big tiny one. But that's stuff all we can. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep saying chasm. 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 It's chasm. I just forget. Well, he says, well, you could. What happened? ID have a so called department too. Yeah, I've heard. Check the quote. Get what? As was. Hi, can you excuse me? It's hi, Obi-chan. Oh my god, hi, babe. Look at my nails. I love how we've evolved from BB to babe. I'm sorry, it's not chasm, it's chasm. I know this and I still say chasm. I hate it. Wait, what did you do, Wally? I'm gonna see. My coconuts. You tagged Kim Petra. You tagged Kim Petras. Wait, why did you type in German? Oops. Maybe I should follow her. Why am I not following her already? Hey, Kim. I thought I should share this with you. My favorite VTuber sing part of Coconut. She loves your music. Wally. Babe, good night, Ikumi. Good night, Iku. Good night, Aoi-chan. I will go after you like you did with the bow and arrow thing. I'm so low-key upset about that because I've never called a bow and arrow just arrow once ever before, but the one time I did, I get called out for it. By a baby, no less. Oh my god, it's fine. We all make mistakes. I was a mistake. Nah. I forgot what I was gonna say. I was funny. It's okay, Kazu. Is it late for you, Kazu? Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, baby, Kazu. I wonder if I should call it out more or let it slide. I'll leave that up to you guys. What was I gonna say? I keep forgetting. Kim is German and can speak and understand German. That's what I wrote in German. I see. No, I meant more like, I can't read it. Let me be here. I want to be here. Why does that sound kind of sad? You're welcome to stay up as long as you want, Kazu. When I was your age, I didn't sleep when I was supposed to. Okay. Oh yeah, Nikki-chan, Rei-chan. I don't know if she goes by Rei or Nikki, actually. Our latest Nyori sister has debuted. Please go check her out. I don't know what language she's planning to mainly stream in, though. Rei? Yeah, I don't know Nikki Rei. That's why I wrote it in German, but I forgot there's a translator on Twitter, yeah. Her nickname is Nuka.
You may really don't think you can call yourself a mistake under your breath and we'll let it slide to you. You may love not a mistake. No, but I really am though. Like my parents literally have told me that I was a mistake. Like my dad thought he was infertile. But surprise, surprise. I get told to sleep at 10 p.m., but hey, look at the time. Yeah, I never, when I was in high school, I would, the first thing I did when I get home is sleep. And then I would wake up at like dinner time and I would eat dinner and then like do homework and just like play games until like the dead of night. And then like I would go to sleep at like 4 or 5 a.m. until I had to wake up for school again. I had a really bad sleep schedule in high school. Thing here. There are no mistakes, only happy little accidents. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I guess that's the better way to phrase it. I was not a mistake, I was an accident. Well, thank God he was not, I would say. Iku, can you be my dad? No. I'll be your mommy, though. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not gonna be your mom. Never did my homework even after the scolding of my parents. I only did homework. If it would had any significance to my grade, if I knew that it would hold no significance to my grade, I would straight up not do it. And then whenever I was asked why I didn't do it, I was like, "Oh, sorry, I forgot," but I didn't forget. It was just me consciously making the decision not to. Mistake sounds negative via accent. Yeah, I procrastinate doing my homework. That's due at 11:59 at 11. At least you still turn it in at time on time. I always do my homework as fast as possible so I can play games. See, that's a proper way to motivate yourself. For me, it's like I'll play games and then maybe I'll do my homework later. Cat becomes equals humans children. No, too much children are expensive. You know, I would love to be a mom. I would like to go through the pregnancy experience and be a mom someday. I love children. But they sound really expensive and a lot of work. And like it's not like where you can just like try it and if you decide you don't like it, you can just quit. You know, like if you're a mom once, you're a mom forever. So sometimes it's sounds like a scary commitment. Can we get a sinister Iku emo for those situations when you reveal your evil side? Honestly, the Princess Crown Iku emote looks very sinister to me. Speaking of Nikki, her Minecraft stream died 2 times and then she gave up. Oh no! That sucks. I got my sophomore course placements came out today. Whoa. Efficient human, even the pains of giving birth. I'll probably like ask for an epi is it called an epidural? Yeah, epidural, or like maybe I'll get like C-section or something. I'll be put under. I don't think I want to have like a quote unquote totally natural birth. That sounds like a myth. I've had some teachers that game so many homeworks were 0% that you either had to spend hours. Yeah, exactly. Childcare expensive, can't confirm. Boy or girl first? I can't choose though, right? The crown has a lot of hey, smirk energy. Pity, hey, hi, Demon Warrior. Arigato for coming. Yeah, I mean, I would, I if I had a child, I don't really care if it's a boy or a girl. But that being said, you know, I think my parents want a female grandchild because the only grandchild they have so far is a boy and we love him obviously but every time we went like clothes shopping for my nephew my mom would look at the girl clothes and she's just in love like girl clothes are so cute and I was like if we had a daughter we could put her in this you know so it'd be cool if I had a daughter but you have men on lucky he was already too much. They're so grown. I can't buy cute baby clothes from Metal and Lucky. Yeah.
little baby girl clothes. They're so cute. Why do guys get ugly clothes? even as babies. Why do boys not get cute clothes? It's so unfair. Boy or girl, I shall give them the middle name Hime. Just maybe tell the boy until years later. You can still get him girl clothes. Okay, so my sister-in-law, my mom, and I went clothes shopping for my nephew. And we were looking at this super cute dress for the girls. And we were all just like, oh, it's so cute. And my sister was like, kisemasu? Like, should we put it on him? Like, we all considered it. Definitely buy cute baby clothes for Nakiman. All right. Sounds like a plan. Now that I think about it, my parents didn't intend it to have me. They didn't expect fraternal twins. Oh, yeah. You said you were twins. That's right. Excuse me. I like my clothes. All right. I've always thought this, but the guy clothes are always so plain. Always been jealous of variety girl stuff. Yeah, exactly. You know, you guys always get stuck with, like, a t-shirt and jeans. Like, it's so unfortunate. And, like, you know, like, those red carpet events? Like, girl, the you know, the women have, like, such glamour. And the guys have a tux. Like, it's... and, like, there's only so much variety a tux can have. It makes me sad. Which is why I really appreciate people who, like, really break the mold and, like, wear different things. No, we get our clothes all Ikemen can wear. No. Boys got the basic style, nothing as fancy or stylish as girls. Yeah, exactly. There's tons of video games and movies themed kid clothes that looks great on both genders. That's true. I wish it was that way for real life. My sister got cute baby clothes while I was only got whatever is cheap. Oh, no. Yeah. Now that I think about it, yeah. I realized that I wore a lot of boy clothes when I was a child, though, because I had two older brothers. So, like, hand-me-downs. I got hand-me-downs, and, like, I could fit them because, you know. But, yeah, now that I think about it, I feel like I wore a lot of boy clothes. Maybe that's why I'm so, like, against pants now. I love my t-shirts towards everyday life. I mean, that's fair. You guys don't have to think too much about, like, what to wear and stuff, I guess. Give guys more option, give girls pockets, a fair trade of you. Exactly, give me pockets. Every time there's no pockets on a dress, I cry a little inside. You watch those shows of Hoshiri Mama sometimes? Wait, what kind of shows? I love my suit though. I mean, suits are fancy, they're really cool, but I wish you guys had more variety. Because a suit is a suit at the end of the day. Tomboy Hime sounds cute. I was always, I don't think I was really ever a tomboy. Because I'd be like wearing my brother's clothes, but I have like pigtails and like a flower necklace or something. You say that my mother calls me a bum when I visit her. Those fashions just, oh, I meant like those red carpet events. They're not really like shows. Like, I guess so. I guess it's a show. But like the Met Gala or like the Grammys or the Oscars or something like that. I don't really watch the actual award shows. I just see the photos from the events. Don't girl pants have fake pockets? They do. A lot of them have fake pockets. Paris Fashion Weeks, yeah. If he'd be Hime instead of Tomboy Hime, yeah. That's probably closer. It's more just like child fashion, but... No, I just know what you mean. Yeah. I love watching like YouTube fashion analysis videos after these like event shows. Award shows, I mean. I love watching people like... compliment like different like celebrities and like designers, and then also like I love enjoy listening to people rip the other ones to shreds. Kylie Jenner's outfit in the latest award show. What was it? Not the Met Gala. Nandake? I forgot what the award show was. Was it the Met Gala? No, it was the Fashion Institute award show. What was it? I forgot what it's called. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. Nandake. The latest one. Oh, it was the Met Gala. Okay, it was the Met Gala. Kylie Jenner's outfit for the Met Gala was hideous. Imagine having so much money but still wearing hideous clothes that cost really a lot. Only thing I caught the win this year is Will Smith at the Oscars. Yeah, hi Jitrixon. Hello, hello. Imagine having all the money in the world and then still dressing bad. We keep up with celebrity news. Yeah, I don't keep up with celebrity news. I only look at fashion, latest fashion. I think the only reason why I know any celebrity names is because of the fashion. If those stars in their fashion sense. Surprisingly, Kardashian won a bit normal. Yeah, I think Kim Kardashian, she wore a Marilyn Monroe inspired dress, but it was okay. Could be a millionaire, but I still show up in a t-shirt. I mean, that's kind of cool, but like spending a lot of money and then still looking bad is interesting to say the least. I might still buy some good, but not that spread. Try too pricey stuff. I have a feeling Aoi would do the same. I feel like if I was rich, I would still like, I don't think I would like blow all my money on like fashion or anything, but I think I would like to buy a few, oh, sorry, Kate Spade items, because that's like the one brand that I actually really, really like and want. No, Rihanna, you're not shadow banned. You're fine. I do like getting pricey leather and denim stuff. At the point, isn't more of which designer's clothes you're wearing instead of what you're actually wearing? I guess so, when you're like a celebrity. If I had a lot of money, I would eliminate fast fashion culture for environmental reasons. Yeah. It's difficult. It's like a difficult problem to solve because a lot of like low income families, the only way they can afford any fashion is fast fashion. And a lot of people swear by, thrifting and stuff. But like in a lot of people in the same breath say complain about fast fashion and how everyone should thrift more, but then in the same sentence like criticize someone's outfit for being outdated. And the thing is, if you thrift your clothes will always be outdated and not with like the current times of fashion or whatever. So it's complicated. If we could all collectively abandon the whole concept of wearing the latest trends, then we could probably solve the fast fashion slash the lack of thrifting or secondhand clothing issue, but it's a lot easier said than done, I think. Yeah. It's complicated. Just not having clothes problem solved. Yeah, if we can all just figure out how to survive naked, I think that's the best solution. This is why t-shirt and shorts every day for common clothing is a good law. I still get clothing, me too. It's a good option, so look nice is always nice. Yeah, it's you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to spend any clothes, like, money on clothes. I'm good with cheap clothes, but sometimes it's better to invest in a nice piece that is a little more pricey but higher quality, so you can wear it for a lot longer than you could for like cheaper ones. So I'm hearing Iku is wants to bring black parachute. Bring da, 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 can't read. Wants to bring back parachute pants. You know, there are worse things that we can bring back, honestly. It's fine. You know what I hate? I hated high low slash also called asymmetrical skirts. I thought those were really ugly when they were trendy. What was the most expensive clothes did you ever get? Probably that's a good question, actually. I don't know. Probably my yukata cost 200, not 200, 300-ish USD. If we're going by Prism Project super chat currency. Uh-oh. The most I buy are even more comfy clothings, like the ones that are form-fitting but still stretchy, where it isn't restricting. It's good to invest in good pieces. Cheap clothes are not bad sometimes, but do like to get some good quality stuff too. Probably if government limit clothing price, it might help. What about leg warmers, though? Leg warmers aren't that bad. I feel like I wore leg warmers to school at one point. I mean, they're leg warmers. They're for warm size. I would see. It's not too bad, you know? That's quite a bit. Is that the usual price for yukatas? Yes and no. Yes and no. Paying more for clothes that last longer than not only save money but also a lot of time spent shopping. That's true. 300 ain't too bad for good yukata. Yeah, if it's like a good yukata, I think it would cost that much. And the yukata I bought is also very expensive, or very high quality and expensive. If it's like a really, really, really cheap yukata, you could actually buy it for like $10. But usually you get like just, you don't like even get the obi. You don't get the obi, you don't get the anything. And it's usually really thin and not really nice looking. And the patterns are usually very like minimal and not good. Versus mine came with a whole set. Like I spent like some mine. I spent like 300 USD. It came with the yukata itself. It came with the obi. It came with like all the strings and ties that you need to tie wear with it. And I think it also came with the geta shoes. So I think it was kind of a bargain. My. The person that helped me style it gave me a really big discount for the whole set. It's really pretty. I saw some men's yukata. I forgot what the actual term of convention. I wanted to buy a blue wave one. Was it like a yukata or was it like a jinbei? A jinbei is like it's like pants. It has pants. But yeah, if it's like a normal yukata, then the men's yukata is also just called yukata. The most expensive thing I got is my tuition. I ain't joking. I mean, wait until I get to college. Imagine bedsheet pattern yukata. Yeah, it came with obi, but they also give you the kinobi. Yes, they gave me everything. Seems like it was a bargain then. Yeah, it's really pretty too. When we get a photo of the designer, is that too revealing? Let me see. I could maybe crop it out. Crop like my whole my I could post. Hold on. Let me see. I could hold on. Let me try cropping it and see if have a picture of a really long time ago. Let me see. I can try cropping it and see if it's risky or not. I think it should be fine though. It's just the pattern of my yukata. Duplicate. Crop. Let me see. Oh no, my parents want me to send me to Borgerland student debt. Oh no. Think the most expensive thing I ever got was denim jacket as a present from my parents. Oh no, it's full clothing. Yeah, it's probably yukata. Denim and leather stuff is so expensive. I mean, at least they last long though. I'll have to crop it so you guys don't see any shape. Don't see any booba. Or no, maybe I'll try to find the other photo of me standing. Hold on. Let me see. Let me see. I'm trying to find a photo. Leather kind of uncomfortable though. I think if you get like a proper leather jacket though, it's usually comfortable if I recall correctly. I think it's like uncomfortable if it's like hard. But that's usually like the cheaper ones if I recall correctly. I don't really own any leather pieces, but I used to have one leather skirt and that was really comfortable. Let's see, I have to go back to like photo albums. Let's see. Yukata. Where's my yukata photo? Ah, I found it. Okay. Save. Okay, I'll have to crop. You'll get a You guys will get a very pixelated image of just the pattern on my legs. I'll post it on Twitter and delete it later. I'll post it under the thread of the current Twitter space. It's so pixelated. My internet died. I'm on phone usage. Uh-oh. All right. Legs, you say? Yeah, I technically just posted a picture of my legs. It's like a dark navy with light pink and hot pink flowers, and then there's also butterflies, a butterfly, but the butterflies actually, it's like made how do I explain it? The thread is shiny, so you can't really tell in this picture, but the butterflies are really, really pretty. It's a bit like it sparkles a little bit. It's like silver. It's like a weird combo of silver and gold thread. It's really pretty. And then the obi is light blue, and it has like a obijime, which is like another decorative string that you put on top of your obi. That's purple, and it's really pretty. And I have like pink flowers in my hair and stuff. Yeah, it's really nice. Metallic, yeah, that's a good word for it. Metallic. We cannot see just how thick your legs are.
The lovely pattern, yes. Gold lined butterfly call. Yeah, I can't tell what's the light wings are. Is that a butterfly? Yeah, it's a butterfly. I have butterflies, and then it's not in the picture that I posted, but they also have like on other parts, they also have like flowers as well. It's really pretty. I really wanted my own yukata. Because I've worn many yukata in the past, but they were always hand-me-downs, and I wanted to have my own yukata, and like I wanted to buy it myself and pick it out myself. And so that whole summer, I was visiting Japan. I spent the whole summer looking for the perfect yukata, and that was the one that I decided on finally. Dang, look at those amazing legs. Pink flowers in your pink hair. Yes, pink flowers in my pink hair. But I might be visiting my grandparents in August. I say grandparents like I have multiple grandparents. I only have my grandpa left now. I'm visiting my grandpa in August, I think. And we might go to a summer festival if they have it. Definitely want to buy one when I visit. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's if you're in the summer, it's nice to have. Oh yeah, I need to shower. Get to see Hoshiburi Gramps soon. Yes, Hoshiburi Grandpa. Haven't seen him since COVID started, so I can't wait to see him again. Yeah, and you know, I don't have any other grandparents now. Both my grandparents on my dad's side has already passed away, and my grandma on my mom's side passed away when I was in college. So yeah, I want to spend as much time as I can with my only surviving grandparent, but unfortunately he lives a little far from us, so I'm like excited to see him in August. Good night, Kazu. Thank you for dropping by. Arigato. That sounds fun. Like a fun time with Hoshiburi Grandpa. Yes. Yes, for sure. Okay, I'm gonna go shower. Yeah. But before I do that, I need to move some things. So I only have one grandma left. Yeah. You know, if you still have grandparents, be sure to visit them and call them whenever you can, because you know we only have such a short time with our grandparents. In terms of my grandpa on my dad's side, he passed away when I was really, really small, so I barely have any memories of him, unfortunately. All I remember is that he was very nice and very sweet. I wish I had longer with him, for sure. I'm getting kind of hungry. I still have one grandparents here, yeah. The other ones in the USA sadly passed, all I see. Good memories to make, yeah. That's right, if you have grandparents, hang out with them as much as you can while they're still here with us. Okay, sorry, I'm really quickly folding some clothes. No! I just folded it! It got unfolded! No! One more time. I give up. Whatever. Good night, Gary. Arigato. It's 2 a.m. by you. Yeah, I'm really sleepy. Tomorrow, I'm doing Genshin. And then Friday, I have a day off because one, I'm getting a garbage pickup. I'm throwing away some furniture items. And so I arranged for a pickup. And then I'm traveling back to my parents' house after that. So I took Friday off. And then I'll be back on Saturday with House Flipper, the pets DLC. I'm really excited for it. So that's the clan. And the Core Keeper collab. I think Pina said she actually can't come to the Core Keeper collab anymore. So I think the Core Keeper collab will be Gen 1, Shiki, and Nun, I think. Nun. What's the color of the day, Hime? It's dark blue, navy blue. You can spend more time with your parents. Kind of. My mom is traveling, so it's less travel. It's less like that I'm going to see my parents. It's more like I'm gonna go house sit for my mom, and my dad is very busy with work, so I'm mostly going to take care of the cats for about a week or so. And I'll be what's the word? Getting my vaccine soon. So I'll be at my parents' house for like 10 days, maybe. Yeah, I won't be coming back to my apartment simulation until I get my vaccine and I get like I'm recovered from it. So I gotta prepare transfer files so I can stream from my laptop again. Okay, sorry, let me fold one more thing and then I will go shower. Like the booster shot we have here. Yeah, getting my third vaccine. Take some days off if you can't from the boost. If you can't from the booster. Yeah, I already have days. I always plan out my month. But the day of and the day after of my shot, I already took off, so okay. First, I actually put on makeup for the first time in forever, so I actually need to take off my makeup. My gosh, I haven't done this in a long time. Where is my makeup remover? I found it. Makeup remover. Booster weighs you down, I mean, yes. Let me just strip. Yes. Taking off makeup now. Naked human, I am naked. This true. Ew, I don't like the smell of this. Why does it smell like olive oil? This makeup remover feels like I'm just rubbing olive oil on my face. Although some people use coconut oil to like as a makeup remover, so I guess it's not too far off. I've never heard this Mogwai song in ages, yeah. Can we get a rom com Cheryl slot today? I'll think about it. I was putting on eyeliner today and I forgot. How much I suck at doing eyeliner. Ready for the human roast? Oh no, not the spit roast. Once again. I was trying to, so because I put on makeup for the first time in a long time, I was like, oh, let me just like take a really quick selfie. But then I sneezed. So I got like a picture of like the top of my head and like a motion blur. I send it to Ali and then Michelle. Why did I go to spit roast? Because someone said ready for human roast. Characters of human roast. I thought they meant like I'm oiled up to be grilled. I wasn't talking about the other spit roast. Get your head out of your clutter. Of course, I sent it to them. I mean, who else would I send it to? Okay, my face is melted now. Okay. Okay, I am going to go shower. I will be BRB. Hold on, let me move you guys closer to me. Okay, I will see you guys in a bit. I'm gonna go shower. BRB, behave yourselves. Thank you. I'm free. You didn't faint. Yes, I did not faint. Ow, it hurts. How does it feel being so fresh now? I feel very nice. Squeaky clean, yes. Welcome back. Thank you for the shower, Claudia. You're welcome. I wanna do another whatchamacallit? A bath ASMR, fake ASMR again. I mean, I guess I could. I'm wondering if I can do it at my parents' house. Because my dad won't be home, my mom won't be home. I have my laptop, so I can actually bring my laptop to. I can bring my laptop to closer to the bath if I really tried. My only concern is the internet connection. My favorite kind of humid soft and wet. Anyone have a good smell certificate to give? I don't need a certificate. I'm already. I smell good by default. My stinky is still your good smell. Stinky alien is still a very good smelling alien to earthlings. So kitty. Okay, I'm going to apply some lotion. You sure Hoshiri Papa would not shout your name? He won't be. I won't do it while they're home. Making kinky for wanting to do it at her parents' house. No, it's nothing kinky. It's taking a bath. You're all making it kinky. There's a new color of the night here. I haven't picked it out yet. We'll see. You guys can help me pick. Oh, Terrier 51, you go. We love the gutter, of course. Is that where? Is that like, you know how animals have like habitats? It's like, foxes live in dens. Fucking bats live in caves. Cats live in houses. Ikumins live in the gutter. Oh no, I'm out of lotion. No. Okay. I say pink, that's a good choice. Okay, let me see if I have pink underwear in my closet right now. You have a nice car at least. Was that why I think those slaps were? I was slapping my face. How many songs do you know from Angel Beats Team? I only know Your Soul. Your Soul, My Beats, or was it Your Beats, My Soul? I forget. It's Your Soul, My Beats, I think, right? I only know that one off the top of my head. But that's because I love Leah a lot. It's also the reason why I like Ea so much, too. No, The song came up in my music shuffle today while I was walking home. I forgot how much I love that song when it first came out. I love Angel Beats. It's such a roller coaster of an anime. I really like that anime. Tenshi Best Girl. Okay. Applied lotion. Let me grab this. Okay, let me get changed. Oh, I have my sunflower underwear. I'm gonna wear my sunflower underwear. Sunflower undies. And my Moomin shirt for pajamas. Yeah. Yeah, Tenshi Gang. Yes, Tenshi Best. Yuido. Nah. When it comes to Angel Beats, Tenshi Best Girl, hands down, I will not accept any argument or debate. Yeshu. Underwear. Yeah. The Sundies, the girls in the Dead Monster ones. One of my favorite albums, yeah. I haven't listened to them in a while. I should go listen to them again. Did you both crying when you watched Angel Beats? I did for the first time. And I cried harder the second time. But the third time I was like so desensitized. Okay. I'm all changed. I'm thirsty. Water. Gotta stay hydrated. Okay. Got some water. I think you should check out the songs from that anime, especially Ichiban Takaramono. Yeah, I listened to the album like many times. Around the time the anime and the albums came out. I just haven't listened to it in a long time. I'm fixing my sheets real quick. Give me a second. Did someone ever tell you are really cute while taking a shower? No, this would be a first. Thank you. Thursday or KP. I think I'll avoid drinking today, just in case. Other than in movies relating to space and bright light sticks, he was tasted so base. Oh no, I almost went up my nose. Okay. No, I'm really sleepy. Okay. You can hear the gulps. How was the blood donating? It was good. It was really fun. Oh gosh, if I feel like if I lay down, I'm gonna fall asleep. I haven't brushed my teeth yet. I'm not gonna sleep. I will have really done. Blood donating was fun. I wasn't expecting it to be fun, to be honest. I thought it was just gonna be like a go in, go out kind of thing, but the nurses there were so funny. They were just like talking about their like children and stuff. And then they're also talking about like funny people that came in to donate blood and stuff. It was really fun. I don't know. I would go back just because I want to like say hi to the nurses and get free ice cream and like all the drinks that you would want. They have hot drinks, cold drinks. They had like sports drinks, corn soup. They had hot tea, cold tea, coffee, lattes, strawberry milk, water, hot water, everything. They had everything. And it's all for free. You can drink as many things as you want. And then they also had ice cream. What kind of ice cream? They had like ice cream on a stick. But it's called seven ice cream. It's like a ice cream vending machine in Japan. It's everywhere. But they have like different ice creams on a stick, like chocolate chip or mint or I had a soda and cream today. They also have like ice, strawberry. They have everything, matcha, so on and so forth. But yeah, everything's for free. Well, you only get one ice cream for free, but the drinks you can have as many as you want. And it was really nice. The lobby was like a really cozy cafe looking area. It didn't look like a hospital or anything. Did you get to look at your eco assets? I haven't looked at eco assets yet. I can check before I end. I almost said stream the Twitter space. Don't you hear the vibrators again? No, it's my toothbrush. Glad they were nice, yes. Did you ever get woozy at all? I got woozy, but that's because I ate spicy ramen. Spicy ramen right after because I'm an idiot. This girl's gonna be back for donating blood for the third time this week. Oh my gosh, they told me I can come back in end of August. So, I'll be for a while. Hope the ice cream was really good or I would be not. Yeah, it was good. I was scared to see a basic house, but yeah, it looked like a cafe kind of situation. I'm gonna delete the you got the picture. delete. Let me see. Iku assets. Iku assets. Oh, that's so cute. The flower pot I made for Mother's Day post. That's really cute. Thank you, Renan. Arigato. That is very cute. Oh, and the crown too. So cute. Yeah, I'm going to retweet my eco assets post. That is really cute. Yeah, if you guys want to make assets. Is the hashtag just eco assets? Yes, it is just eco assets. So if you guys want to make any assets for me, I will use them on stream. And you can just tag the eco assets on Twitter. I'm so sleepy. I need to brush my teeth. I want to just close my eyes and sleep now. Check him again. Eco assets. I don't see nothing. Holy crap, there's 38 of you guys here. What the hecky? Oh, Aoi-chan's still here. I wonder if she's actually here or if she's already asleep. Hold on. I'm gonna look up the lyrics for her. You're so my beats. Heck yeah, that's got it. I was most definitely asleep. We were talking about how before I started the Twitter space, we were talking and she was like, oh my gosh, I want something. She said something along the lines of like, I wish you would do it like every night so I can like go to sleep to it. And then I told her like, I guess I'll just have to live with you. But then I was like, but watch you like listen to my Twitter space anyways, even though we live in the same house. You can check now. Okay. Thank you, Holly, for the acid. The coconut's acid. Thank you. Whoa, you got a laptop from a sponsorship. Wow. Wow. Live with Ollie. It'll be very interesting to live with Ollie. Give me laptop. Yeah, give me laptop. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something. I forgot. Yeah, it'd be really fun to live with Ellie and Menno. I wonder if like I would get the nuclear family experience with them. I feel like like Ellie goes out to work. I take care of the daughter. Yeah, I want to see them again soon. I hope they're visiting me. We're planning on a visit in June, and I'm probably gonna visit them in August. Maybe not Menos, the boss of Sunny, she can arrange Gen 1 house. That would be so cool. It would be really cool. But yeah, we'll see. Eco wants nuclear explosion. All I wanted was a family. Everyone must pin violence on me. It'd be interesting to live with Aoi trying to play it cool, Iku. My asset gets no retweet. I don't just hand out retweets for free. I'm just kidding. I generally don't retweet things unless my face is on it because, yeah. My tweeter is for promoting myself. If I had a personal Twitter, however, I would literally retweet anything I wanted. You know, sometimes I break that rule though. Like, I see pretty nature photos and I can't help myself. But I have seen and I have appreciated your asset. Thank you, Wally. Yeah, living with Ollie would be very interesting. The thing is, like, a lot of people say, like, oh, you can make good, friends out of roommates, but you can't make good roommates out of friends. I don't know if, you guys have heard that before, but, like, it's like saying, basically, like, how if you're already friends with someone, it oftentimes they don't make good roommates because you have like the living situation might put a strain on your friendship versus if you room with people that you're not friends with, like you guys develop a roommate kind of relationship. Yeah. You do choose violence quite often, Hima. We can't blame you for putting violence on you. And it's time for a private Hema Twitter account that says no one knows what. I mean, I do have one, but that would be doxing. That's deep.
heard that and lived through it. It's really true. I learned I didn't like rooming with a friend before due to living differences. Yeah. So I'm wondering what it would be like to, for me to live with men and I. Generally say living with someone isn't the same as seeing them friends or a relationship. Yeah, exactly. Which is why I think if you have are in a serious relationship, you should always like live with them at least for like a year before you get married. 'Cause time there's been so many cases where like people get married and they live together for the first time and they like divorce like a year later because like the husband doesn't know how to like put the toilet seat down or something. Good friends don't necessarily make good roommates is the version I've heard. Yeah. Something like along those lines. There's legit some content creator that was I wasn't sure if I wanted to follow on Twitter until I saw that they regularly retweeted cute animal pictures too. Don't worry too much about it. I mean, I'm not worried about it. It's more like management would prefer us to keep retweets to something that promotes us, but you know, not everyone follows it. Looking at Shiki. Oh, my image is violence. You do want to yeet Aoi sometimes when she gets too talky with the other girls. I mean, if I live with her, I wouldn't have to worry about that. Now, shall now would we? That's kind of true, Iku. Some people are really cool, but have terrible living habits. Admittedly, I was kind of one, but I improved. Yeah. See, like when I had, you know, the sock girl, my roommate. Like she was really messy, but like, she kept it on her side of the room. Like my, it was really funny because like you can clearly see an invisible line where like the mess ends. It was really funny. But you know, I feel like if we were already friends, I wouldn't like that at all. Even if she kept it in her, on her side of the room versus like she was like my roommate. So, yeah. I seen too many times move in too early, which always ended a disaster. Yeah, exactly. But what if you marry them first and then never live with them? That's an option. Honestly, to be honest, I would like that a lot. Like, I would love to get married someday. I would love to have like a wedding, but I don't actually want to live with other people. You deal with terrible random roommates. Friends is better, always a better option. Yeah. This isn't is assuming that you're not like getting roommates from like Craigslist or something, and you actually like vet your roommates first, you know. She would never escape the basement once she lives with you. What if she's already in my basement right now? It's all been a facade. I do live with Ollie. She just lives in my basement. I feel like there's gonna be a lot of door drill opening Sogo style when Ollie hides in her room. I do own a drill. That's true. I would start bringing the girls back to your home. And the girls never leave because they mysteriously disappear. Just lock Ollie in the basement and she talks to no one. You could live with Ollie, then she'd always be within knife range. No. I would never. Or in her home, two homes next to each other. You mean you live in one house and your partner in another? Yeah. I would actually not mind that. If actually, if anything, I would actually prefer it. I don't know. I like to have my own space. I love living on my own a lot. Like, I love my parents, and like, my parents actually didn't, like, my parents didn't kick me out of the house or anything. Like, they're like, you can live here as long as you want. And it's like, you don't, and they're like, you could maybe pay a little bit of rent, but like, we're not like, we don't need you to like live on your own or anything. But I wanted to like move out because I wanted my own space to do my own thing. I pay rent not because I need to be independent. I pay rent because I want to be by myself. Adult because you would never let her have trash bags on the floor. That's true. If my future husband or wife had trash bags on the floor and no garbage can, I would divorce immediately. She has internet and nuggies in the basement, she does. Enemy of humanity, Craigslist, dun dun dun. I've only heard about it in on Reddit. What if you want some hugs? I've never needed hugs, so I don't think I have to worry about them. Just live in two rooms, that's different. The only houses are affordable enough to buy two of them. I mean, some places have like a hanare, which is like it's considered one house on one property, but it's like separated. My parents wanted me out wanted to out to independence for leaving. Yeah, I could be leeching off my parents still, but I chose not to because I just wanted, not because I wanted to be independent or be a good daughter. I just wanted to be by myself. I want to live by myself, but I can't, sadly. I feel like Borgerland rent is so high. I pay rent so I can do shower spaces for the eco. Exactly. Adjoined houses and spaces are pretty cool, or you could get a two-family home. Those exist. They're pretty cool. Yeah, my friend lives in one of those. Can also buy them a trash can so they don't have to leave the trash bag on the floor. I want to expect my future partner to have the common sense to buy a trash bag and trash can for themselves, though. Like, I don't want to have to buy it for them. Because if I had to buy them a trash can for them, what else will I have to buy for them, you know? The bar is too low. And then I'm still not by myself to live with my brother. I mean, that's better, though. My mom wants to give me another car, but I'm like, I don't need another car, mom. My small one is good enough. That's sweet of her, though. Burland is killer. Rent prices largely depend on the area, but it's overall very expensive near places of interest. Around my place, average rent is like 35,000. Well, like for a month? Damn, mine is like 650. Well, depends on the size too, I guess, but it's okay, human. I will buy as many trash cans as you want. Thank God we convinced Ari to get a trash can. I mean, I literally told her that if she's not gonna get one, I'll buy one for her. Mine is just 900 per month. I love those Japanese properties that have several separate buildings that work. Yeah, it's called hanare. A hanare. That's what I was thinking about when I said like two buildings, two houses. Often it's like connected by like a corridor, like an outdoor corridor. I love those houses. It's also very small. East Coast is cheap, and then Southern East Coast is cheaper, but still also has good availability of good. Really? East Coast? Isn't like New York on the East Coast though? I feel like New York is really expensive. I think me and my brother pay like €100 together, so that's pretty nice. Whoa. My roommate's grandpa owns the house, so rent is only like 300 a month each. Man, that sounds so nice. You want more? You want space for more than two rooms? It gets even more expensive. Damn. Remind me not to move to Workerland. €1,000. Oh, right. Yeah, it was like 100 euros. That's like that sounds a bit too cheap. I guess Wally lives in a bucket or something. But I didn't think too hard about it. I feel jealous of being able to be independent. Yeah, I'm very lucky. Hana, yeah, it's hanare, the no I, just hanare, le, RE. New York, Boston, Washington, D.C. are anomalies in terms of rent prices. New York is its own thing. I see. Everywhere else around East Coast, it's fairly cheap compared to the West Coast. I see. I want to move to Japan, but it's going to be a big decision. Depending on where you live in Japan, it's a lot more affordable than Borgerland, it sounds like. If you want a house that's better, the housing market sounds wild over there in the far, far west. He knows DC can be kind of reasonable, kind of. I see. If I were to live in Borgerland, I want to live in California or Disneyland, Disney World. That'd be nice. I like living in Japan. I guess I moved to California. California is mega expensive. Yeah, I figured. Hipster Hime. Disney World isn't in Cal. Yeah, it's Disneyland. Canadian is good. Canada's I. Yeah, Disney World. If you're careful, you could probably just squat in Disney World. Just to stay here, come to the EU. We have free healthcare here. It's so far. It's so far. If you guys were to live in Europe, what country do you guys want to live in? I want to live in like Sweden. Sweden, Norway. Meeting time, what's up, honey? Good night, Bean. Or good, not good night. Well, good night for me. Have fun at your meeting, Bean. Living in Japan for the first time was an experience, especially the NHK, man. Oh, not NHK. I always forget Japan is kind of close to the West Coast. Kind of. Canada's hella cold. I couldn't live there. My Caribbean blood would freeze. It kind of depends on where you live, though. The southeast region of Canada is not so bad. You're too far away. Yeah, Ireland because they seem fun. Whichever has health, free care, and a low cost of living. I really like Norway too. Seems like a good place to live. Yeah. Was it Romania? So, I mean, I guess I've already said this on stream, but my dad is like white and has like European heritage. And I'm not gonna say which European country my family is from, but I would like to visit that European country someday. Yeah, seems really nice. Seems like a really nice place. I don't know enough about Europe countries, and honestly, I hear good things about Netherlands. I hear good things about every European country, honestly. But I also hear like really bad stuff about Europe, like Britain. So maybe not Britain. Sorry. You call him an old white man. I did. JK, they canceled. Welcome back. You just hear some stuff about yourself too. I did. Yeah. Anyone to go visit Wales? Yeah. I mean, I feel like European, there's a lot of like mixing in Europe, so I wouldn't be surprised if I was like part British or something. Probably just have to worry about the internet speed in certain European countries, I see. If you want to eat, you should avoid Britain. Why would I want to visit Wales? They seem fine in the ocean. British he may. British he may. British he may. You're all mixed in the end. Yep. Unless I love like those videos of like Asian people reacting to their like DNA result, and it's just like you're 100% Chinese. Can officially use your British accent. I don't have a British accent. No, I do not. I was about to say that, Hime, I've heard bad things about a few EU countries. Smaller ones seem to be a bit more difficult to live in. UK is still better than the US, not gonna lie. I see. I mean, I don't know. It seems debatable. I feel like US, to me, the US has a more friendly or friendlier image than the UK, but I'm sure it's just all stereotypes. I'm sure there are bad people in the UK and good people in the US and vice versa. Norway has some good internet, even in the deepest forest. But is Hime kind of cute? I like more. That would be totally me 100%, unless. Wait, you're not British? No, I'm not. No. No. I'm not British. US has better food than the UK, so US wins in my. Yeah. Equals DNA heritage result. 102% fungus with 2% margin of error. Guess it's time for me to perish. People-wise, I'm sure there's good and bad people in both, yeah. But like my image of the countries, might be like super like stereotypical right now, but everything is debatable depending on what you want from the location. Yeah, that's true. I think you went from British accent to Shrek for a second there. Donkey. Rainy shows up with a British accent is around. I don't know how to do British accents, really. He isn't part British royalty. My life has been a lie. British countryside is quite nice. Yeah, countryside is nice. I would love to live in the countryside. You're not an alien immersion in ruined, unmembered, unsubbed. I'm an alien. I'm also Japanese and white, but you know, there's a reason for it, but I can't really explain without giving you too much personal info. Always British is really good. She's watched too much Oliver. Get out of my swamp ship. I'm so sleepy. I need to get up and brush my teeth. I'm so lazy. Part alien, part human. I mean, I think I said this before. Biologically, I'm not very different from you guys. It's just I have longer life. You're calling Ollie out for watching Jamie Oliver? Who's Jamie Oliver? Sam. Yeah, Sam. I need to sleep. I need to brush my teeth. But I'm too lazy to get up. Who needs servant to brush her teeth? Yes, servants brush my teeth. Can play games with us. Knock, knock. Knock, knock. Who's there? I'm sleepy. Sleepy. Hi, sleepy. That's not how it goes. You're supposed to say sleepy who? Hi, sleepy. Sleepy who? Me, bitch. gonna pass out. Knock, knock. Who's there? I wonder who came up with the knock knock joke format. Like, who the heck decided one day to just make a joke format? Hi, sleepy, I'm dead. Hi, sleepy. Bitch should go to sleep or I will never get to work. Rem who? This is Rem cycle. Excellent joke, he meant very well too. Rem who? No, REM is a Ariana Grande perfume. Exactly. Time for human Aoi to sleep. Aoi is. I feel like she's asleep already. Guess a knock knock joke came from someone actually doing it on a door when the other person didn't know who it was. I wonder if that's actually what happened. Oh, I'm already waiting for you in the basement. All right, I'm gonna join. Oh, in the basement. I'm gonna end this space here. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm doing Genshin. I'm exploring the chasm, not chasm, the chasm. Yeah. Oh no, I haven't tweeted about it. Oh no. I haven't tweeted about the chasm yet. Like on the let me tweet about it really quickly before I go. Gonna pass out. Oh my gosh. I had a very long day today. Donating blood and shopping, eating food. Wow, I did so much. Please be proud of me. Okay, and chasm. We go. And don't. Soon. Oop. I hope I got the right link. Stream starts 9 p.m. PDT and 1 p.m. JST. Okay, send tweet. If I got something wrong, I don't care. I'm gonna turn the space off first, yes. Where's the end of the joke? Nugget. What exactly? Wait, I don't get it. Yeah. Oh no, I fall asleep. Okay. Oh no. Okay, I gotta go to sleep. Where's the man? Good night, Jimmy. How do I turn it off? I forgot. Okay, I'll see you last night. Good night. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And again, same stream. Good night. Bye bye. I'm gonna mute first, and then turn it off. Good night. I'll see you. Love you guys. I'll see you, mama. Bye-bye.